Welcome to the Freeway Guides, where we are committed to building better lives one commute at a time. Introduction.
Orthopedic Surgeon's Office in Cleveland, Ohio.
If you're diligent about your exercises and you do your physical therapy regularly, you should be back on the field scoring goals with your knee as strong as ever by March.
Wow, I can't wait.
Robinson Family Kitchen Table, after school in San Diego, California.
Kids, you can go outside and play with your friends after you do your homework.
Okay, Mom.
Student Union on the college campus in Austin, Texas.
Robin, I was thinking we could grab dinner one night next week. Maybe we could try that new Italian place.
I'd love to, Craig. That sounds great.
An advertising firm's executive conference room in New York, New York.
We're confident that this will be the most effective way to reach your target audience and build your brand.
Great. And how does this plan fit within our budget?
Hi, I'm Adam Shavitz, and I'm your guide on this journey into the world of successful selling. What did you think of those four salespeople in action?
What do you mean, salespeople? That was a doctor, a mother, an advertising executive, and some guy trying to score a date.
That's right. Four salespeople.
Huh?
Those four people you just heard are all salespeople. And you're a salesperson, too. In fact, we all are. Whether you realize it or not, selling is everyone's business.
What do you mean?
You may not realize it, but you are in sales if it is your job to move a product, service, or concept, be it tangible or intangible, whether you work in inside sales or outside sales in a territory, and whether you work over the phone or face-to-face.
Wait a minute, Adam. I don't do any of those things.
Okay, let me explain what I mean. Even if you are not strictly a salesperson by trade, you are still selling something if you have ever tried to convince a friend to see a certain movie or eat at a certain restaurant, if you have ever tried to show your child the benefit of doing homework, if you have ever tried to pitch an idea to coworkers, if you have ever tried to get someone to invest in your idea, or even if you have ever had to fight the battle of mind over mattress to sell yourself on the idea of getting out of bed early.
Boy, do I know about that one.
All right. So since we are all salespeople, and since our future success is dependent on how good we are at selling, then we had better figure out how to sell, right? The difference between this program and some of the others you may have tried is twofold. First of all, this program is short, practical, and to the point. The second difference is that instead of telling you what sales is and how to do it, this audio program will actually focus on what sales is not by introducing you to the 9 paradoxes of sales made simple. You see, selling can be simple, but only if we can understand and master the common misconceptions or paradoxes that exist in sales.
Paradoxes of sales? What do you mean?
Well, a paradox is a statement or proposition that seems self-contradictory or absurd, but in reality expresses a truth. To make it a bit clearer for our purposes, a paradox is when a statement seems ridiculous at first, but upon further examination, you discover that there is some real truth there. Now, sales in particular is full of paradoxes, 9 of them to be exact. For example, one of the paradoxes we'll discuss in this program is that the best closers are openers.
Huh?
That's right. It sounds kind of backwards. That's a paradox. A lot of people talk about great salespeople being great closers because they close a lot of sales. In reality, the best salespeople make a lot of sales because they are great at opening new relationships. During the process of making a sale, they build a relationship with the client so that that client wants to continue to do business with that salesperson and buy more from him. So making the sale isn't a closing, it's an opening.
Ah, I see.
Now you're probably asking how I discovered the 9 paradoxes of sales made simple. Well, I'm the president of Accelerate Performance Sales Consulting and co-author of the Amazon.com bestseller, Selling is Everyone's Business. I lead a sales consulting organization that does work at clients like ADP, Johnson & Johnson, and Google, When we create these sales training and coaching programs, we do so by observing the behaviors of the best salespeople at the top sales organizations. So when you ask, how did I come up with the 9 paradoxes of sales made simple? That's how. Over time, as I've observed the people that sell the most and are most appreciated and respected by their clients, I've realized that these top performers understand the 9 paradoxes. In this program, we'll break down the best practices that make up the 9 paradoxes in a simple way that will lead you to success in any sales scenario, whether you are selling a widget, a warehouse, or a wedding dress.
Well, I'm not selling wedding dresses, that's for sure. But that's about all I know about sales.
Everyone, allow me to introduce Rob. He and a couple of other people are going to be coming with us on this journey into the world of sales. So what are you selling, Rob?
I'm not really sure. I'm a financial advisor with a prestigious New York-based firm, and I'm just starting my career in my hometown, Minnetonka, Minnesota. I've heard that being a good salesperson will be key to my success, and I am motivated to be successful. That's why I'm listening to this freeway guy. The top guy at my branch drives a Ferrari. People keep telling me that sales is a contact sport and that it's a numbers game, and I have no idea what they're talking about, but I can't wait to put up big numbers. Did I mention I was fired up?
Good for you, Rob. I wonder if anyone else can answer your question. Stephanie?
Hi, Rob. I'm Stephanie. I think I can answer some of your questions. When people say sales is a contact sport or a numbers game, they mean that the more people you speak with or contact, the more likely you are to sell. For example, every morning I make a habit of contacting 10 customers or prospects before 11 a.m. I call it 10 before 11. Make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great. I can't wait to get started. It's almost 10:30. I better get on the horn. Wait a second. Who are you, anyway?
I'm Stephanie Gold. I've been selling software solutions for a Fortune 100 company for the last 12 years. I finished in the top 50 of our firm's 1,200 salespeople for each of the last 9 years, yet I still know I have a lot to learn and can get better.
Blah, blah, blah. I've been at this sales game for 22 years now, and it's not what it used to be. Everyone wants to buy over the internet these days, so salespeople like me are becoming extinct.
Ah, bright and optimistic Joe Crawl. Well, with an attitude like that, you're right. You very soon could become extinct. But I bet even a veteran like you will be able to get re-energized as you listen to this program.
Paradox number one. It doesn't matter what you're selling. You are your product.
People buy from people. And no matter how great your product, service, or idea really is, you are going to be much more successful at selling it, whatever it is, if people like you. Just think about some of the places you like to eat. Most of us have a certain restaurant we like to go to just for the people and the service. We walk in and receive a smile, they may know your name, and the staff takes care of you and treats you as a special guest. The food may be great, or it may be just good, but most of us will go back there if we like the people there.
Oh yeah? Well, I've been selling local cable advertising for a long time, and the same people who used to buy me and my advertising spots aren't buying anymore. With all that TiVo and on-demand stuff out there these days, it doesn't matter how good I am. It's all about your product.
I thought you'd have something to say about this. Of course, having a great product or service can help your sales efforts, but aren't there some other reps at your company that are still putting up big numbers?
Yeah, but they have better territories and a different clientele than me.
Are you sure it has nothing to do with the things you can control, like how likable you are and your attitude? This leads us into our first tip.
Tip number one, the first thing they buy is you.
Sure, your product or service offering may be important, but to even stand a chance and get in the sales game, your prospect or client has to choose to do business with you first. Why is all this important? Because in order to get people to buy us, and ultimately our products, services, and ideas, we need to be likable. In order to be likable, we need to have the right type of positive attitude. Think about the people you know.
We hope you've enjoyed this free sample. To get the rest of this audio program, just visit freewayguides.com.